Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my home out here in the Bay Area, over on the Oakland side, normally downtown San Francisco. That's where our engineer Scott is situated. And every week we do the show at this time, 9 Pacific out here on a Sunday night, and it's just hit midnight on the East Coast, so technically Monday morning to everybody in New York and everywhere around. What we do on this show is we talk about video games. I am a gamer just like you. I don't make games. I don't design them. I don't market them. I'm in nobody's back pocket. I just like playing games. I judge games under one criterion, and that is it fun? If it's fun, we'll play it. I don't care how overhyped or underhyped or who your voice actors is or the pixel rate and refresh rate and frames per second, all that stuff. You want to know it's fun. And we'll do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. And I'm talking everything, handheld, console, PC, phone, whatever you got. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. Lines are open across this great land of ours. We are very proud and privileged also to be on the American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets, 177 countries. Ships at sea. AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, I come from a military family myself. Most Americans do, but even if we don't, we can certainly appreciate all that you do to keep us and our allies safe. So keep up the great work. Also, we are on some apropos applications. The TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, normally on Twitch, but that's back in the studios and we're socially distancing at this time. On SB Nation Radio as well, you can listen to us through SB Nation Live on that network. SportsByline.com is our website as we stream along. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. And also the Dan Patrick channel on SiriusXM. Great to be on SiriusXM. So, as I said, 1 hour respite from the sports talk here. We're going to talk about video games. What are you playing? What's good? I'll tell you what's new this week. I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after, as I always do with the new releases. And then cheat code, send me your request, rick@sportsbyline at the end of the show. Plus, an interview with some people who got some new equipment coming out. I'm Rick Tittle. We got an hour. Come on back.
Do you have a story to share? Your story. Lifetime Private Audio Biography Services can help. We'll work with you by phone and personal interview to transform your story, memories, and photos into a beautifully handcrafted book. You'll receive 10 copies for friends and family to enjoy for generations to come. Visit privateaudiobiography.com to schedule a free consultation or call 833-211-8164. That's 833-211-8164. Remember and be remembered with this gift of a lifetime.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
Y'all, let's get at it. Rick Tittle with you. What is going on? A 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game. I say usually at 40 after. We're going to have an interview then. We're going to have some people from Lenovo. They've got a whole bunch of new stuff that they want to talk about from the video game world. And you think about all the great companies that do PC hardware, software, peripherals. Lenovo is one of those games and names, I should say, that is up there. So we'll hear about a lot of their new products, and then we can be the judge of it, how that goes down. Next segment, we'll talk about some of those new releases, and we'll give away a game as well. So this week, as we are quarantined, some states a little more reopening than others. Hopefully, whatever decisions we're making are the right ones. One way or another, I'll always trust scientists over a politician any day of the week, but hopefully everyone's doing all right. But for a very small time, it kind of felt like we were back to normal there a few days ago because Xbox decided to show off their Xbox Series X console. Of course, it's coming via Microsoft. And they got everybody geeked up. Aaron Greenberg, who was a key marketing exec, says, it's time to get hyped. Now, you could say it's not really the same type of thrill when you look at closely cropped footage on a video conferencing service like Zoom or the confusion on how to sell a console in the age of a pandemic. But still, you know, Microsoft has kind of taken a one-month-at-a-time approach. And if you think about some of the studios that they own themselves, like Obsidian or Double Fine, they didn't show anything from them just yet. You know, so people who wanted the latest news in the Halo franchise, which is from 343 Industries, also owned by Microsoft, they said that they're going to do something in an online event in July. So, you know, we had no GDC, we had no E3, and so, you know, these teases and upcoming games, and we've seen with Hollywood, they've pushed so many movies back to when we can actually start getting back into theaters as well. But still, it was an exciting time. We got glimpses of 13 games, and it was never very clear whether we were seeing cutscenes, cinematics, or actual gameplay. They were coming from the engine as well. And Jeff Keighley, who is the organizer of the Game Awards and the man behind the Summer Game Fest, we talked about that a couple weeks ago, he said that right now, he says this is like the first semester at school. And it's funny how he can just say that and we automatically know what he's talking about. First semester at school, I mean, you don't even know the names of your classmates, at least not all of them. And then you start to get a little bit more rolling. So if you think about games upon which we can get more hyped about for real, you talk about AAA title like Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which is, of course, from Ubisoft. No, Ubisoft. Maybe the largest mainstream game draw there. And then we saw another game called The Medium, which is a psychological horror game set in Poland. The music is from Akira Yamaoka. Akira is the one who did all the Silent Hill music as well. So, you know, looking inside some of these games and you start to see, you know, where does it really shine? You know, because that's the thing, we just think, oh, it's going to change the way we play video games. It's not always the case. You know, it's not going to be something where you have this jump from the Atari 2600 to the PS4. I don't think we're going to get floored like that. But the event opened, of course, they said online, with a clip of Bright Memory Infinite. It's from a relatively unknown FYQD studio in China, and we were told by Microsoft that this was a game created by one single individual. His name is Zhen Zhangcheng, and it's been teased for the PC, but we got to see it at the conference, online conference for the Xbox Series X. And it was a mix of FPS game and vehicular combat, and it's going to be an exclusive, as you would probably know that. But the thing, that's not what impressed. It was kind of a showcase for a lot of rain, a lot of water soaking, light tracing in puddles, fog, clouds, and then out of the mist were these like futuristic cars. And remember, at nearly every clip that was shown by Microsoft emphasized harsh weather environments, lots of rain, lots of lightning. And even in Dirt 5, which of course is a Codemasters game, we saw vehicles going through New York's East River, which was frozen over. Try that. And even in The Medium, the psychological horror game, you could see a tear softly fall. You watched a knife go to the ground, and of course it's covered once again in rain. So, you know, like, we're not going to play a game that's called A Crude Front, are we? Actually, that sounds like a pretty cool name. Sounds like it's a military shooter. A Crude Front Counter-Strike. No, we're going to say Cumulus Cloud Torrential Downpour. EA got to sneak in, gave us a little, of course, non-exclusive, but a brief look at Madden 21. And who do you get for something like that? And you get the cover boy himself, Patrick Mahomes. And we've already talked about the Madden jinx. He was on the cover last year, and what did he do? He won the Super Bowl. So I don't think he believes in any jinx. But you get Mahomes in there introducing games to the fans. And if you want to buy your game on your current Xbox One, he says you will get it free on Xbox Series X. So this would seem to imply that Madden is going to be a part of what Microsoft is calling its quote-unquote smart delivery program. But that's not quite what it is, because Microsoft has made smart delivery one of the selling points, which is nice. I was reading this in the LA Times. What it is essentially, that means games and publishers that opt in, that Microsoft's tech will recognize what system you're using and then optimize the game for the Series X or an earlier system, maybe even back to the 360. So that creates an ecosystem rather than just saying that game's for the PS1, that game's for the PS2, that game's for the PS3 type of thing. So EA is going to go its own route. They say that you got to buy Madden by the end of the year for the upgrade to the Series X. But smart delivery is definitely consumer friendly. That's always good, especially in times of this pandemic. And as we know, people are not making the cash that they used to. Maybe you didn't even have cash before this. So it's not going to be fun. And then, of course, with the thing with Valhalla, everyone wanted to get to, and you're a Viking raider, you're coming from Norway, you're going to England, trying to pillage and maybe something else. That's going to be there as well. We got to look into the latest Yakuza series, Like a Dragon, the long-awaited Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2 is definitely coming to Xbox Series X, maybe a more lighthearted Second Extinction. That was a human versus dynamo romp. That's developed by Systemic Reaction, which is part of Avalanche Studios. Deep Silver showed Chorus, which is a spaceflight action game. And Scorn, that's one of those H.R. Geiger, Giga-inspired look, kind of looked like an alien franchise. Raw Fury brought us Call of the Sea, kind of a little old-school sci-fi narrative little thing. And then a Raiders of the Lost Ark type of game? I don't know. We got a little glimpse. All right, things look, they look normal for 5 seconds. And then we got back to the pandemic. All right, when we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. We'll tell you release dates and all that and more. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us, wherever you're listening, in this great land of ours, or so foreign land. Just kidding. I'm on a madcap love affair with the whole human race. Come on in and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly girl. Woo. All right, whatever. An interview with the Lenovo folks on the other side talk about their new stuff, a gaming tower, that's right, a gaming laptop, pads, all that stuff, peripherals, keyboards, mice. You got mice in the house, but let's give away the brand new game. This one is called John Wick Hex, and it is available on the PC, the Mac, the PS4, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox One. It finally made its way last week to the PS4. This is developed by Mike Bithell Games Limited. It is published by Good Shepherd Entertainment. My question is, and send me your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. The second correct answer will win. Not the first, not the 900th. It's all too vague. The other one's too fast. Second correct answer will win the game for the PS4. My question is, John Wick Hex, is this based off a motion picture franchise, or is this based off a Hall of Fame baseball player? You just tell me once again. And I'm going to give you the blurb from Good Shepherd Entertainment. Right, by the way, rated M for blood, strong language, and violence. John Wick Hex is a fast-paced, action-oriented strategy game that makes you think and strike like professional hitman John Wick. Choose every action and attack you make while considering their immediate cost and consequences. Created in close cooperation with the creative and stunt teams behind the films, John Wick Hex is a fight choreographed chess match brought to life as a video game, capturing the series' signature gung-fu style while expanding the story universe. All right. I think I talked about this last week now that I'm reading it. But anyway, let me know, is that based on a movie or is it based on a Hall of Fame baseball player? And we'll get John Wick's Hex to you from Mike Bithell Games and Good Shepherd Entertainment for the PS4. What have you been playing this weekend? I always like to get into that a little bit as well. I've been playing, if you've been listening to the show, I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And yes, it is a modern warfare. And the character in this season 3 of Ronin, who you see come in, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Ronin, it was actually a really good movie with Robert De Niro. But Ronin is part of the lore of Japanese history and the whole fight like you're already dead type of thing. We find out, and it's funny, you see this guy, and he's one of the playable characters, and you look at him and you say, huh, that's interesting. He's got an American flag, definitely an Asian guy named Ronin. And I didn't think, is this based on someone real? Because when has it ever been? But I'm just finding out today that it is. It's based off a real Green Beret named Master Sergeant Two Lamb. Now, in the game, even though they took his, face recognition, they modeled it completely on him. In the game, he's Daniel Ronan Shinoda, the one-man army. He's a playable operator. Now, somehow, some way, somebody is going to be offended that a guy of who was born in Vietnam. By the way, he was he escaped on a boat in his 70s and floated around until he ended up in Fayetteville, Arkansas, of all places, which must have been, trying to fit in was probably hard there for him. Or it could have been anywhere. No offense to Fayetteville, but I'm sure somebody will say, how can you take a guy who looks obviously a Vietnamese and then making him the Japanese character? Well, look, he's cool with it, so I'm going to be cool with it. It's Activision used his, in fact, real weapon and gun movements that they wanted to go ahead and get motion capture on that after they faced they scanned his face and body. He's a big guy. He's not going to win any marathons, but he looks like the kind of guy who definitely you would want on your side. But yeah, he was born in Saigon. And he escaped the communist regime there as part of what they called boat people back at that time. And his aunt married a Green Beret, and he was always impressed. And then, he was 8 years old when he discovered Fort Bragg. And then he said by the time he was 10, he knew he wanted to be a Green Beret. And many assignments in the Middle East. So that's actually a really cool thing that it's based off a real veteran and a real combat veteran. The only other thing I'd say about the game right now is, and look, I understand with the seasons coming out, they want to make sure you buy stuff, and they constantly, as you progress through, you get stuff free here and there. And they go, you want this, you want that. I've never paid an extra dime because they give you so much stuff anyway. And we're starting now to get into some of the more ridiculous outfits. Before, say Modern Warfare, this isn't a regular Call of Duty game. We're going to try to make it more legit. We're going to make it look like a Battlefield game. At least that's what I thought they were thinking. It's not going to be so cartoony or arcadey. It's still going to be Call of Duty. It's still going to have the kill streaks. And it's still going to, you're going to call stuff in. It's going to have the same progression trees like you're used to. It's a different type of game, there's no doubt. The ground war, they tried to make it like Battlefield, and if you want to compare it to that, it doesn't compare. If you want to just judge it on its own merit, it's very fun. But you're starting to see these outfits now of people wearing neon red sweats. And this Russian guy with his shirt off with the most horrible tats. I mean, it's scary-looking tats. His nipples are eyeballs. They do it on purpose. She's trying to look scary. And then lots and lots of female operators wearing just like a mini, like really just wearing a sports bra. I was going to say a crop top tank top. It's just a sports bra. And then, these guys with, they all have skull faces and that's fun, but it's starting to get to the point, and I'm still playing it. I still like it, but it's starting to get to the point where it's starting to look like one of the old Call of Duty games. But I will say this. There's a thing saying, what kind of watch do you want to wear? And I'm thinking, watch? No watch. I'm all right. And then they're like, no, look at your watch. And I earned one for free. And while I'm playing, you can see the digital readout of the watch of my real time out here in California. It's pretty amazing, I got to say. And it was free. All right. Let's get to the new releases coming out this week, which are still DLC. They'll bring them to your door. Battle Beasts, a PC action game. Remember, there's not going to be a lot of AAA titles in this time. Another PC RPG called Atom RPG, True to Grad. Jet Lancer is a PC and Switch shooter. This is a fighter pilot. Star Wars Episode I Racer is a Switch game. This kind of reminds me, looks like Pod Racing, which I used to play on the old N64. Pixel Ribbed 1995. This is a PS4 adventure game. Super Mega Baseball 3, PS4, PC, Switch, Xbox One. It's cool to get a sports game there. It ain't no MLB The Show, but it's welcome. Signs of the Sojourner, an adventure game on the PC, kind of cel-shaded, cartoony. Ion Fury, this is a shooter on the Xbox One, PS4, and Switch. Oddworld Munch's Odyssey. Yes, not Odyssey, Odyssey. Oddworld Munch's Odyssey, the Switch game, if you never played it. This game is definitely a throwback. Was never a huge fan, but you might get some yucks if you never tried it. Library of Ruina. Sounds like my high school. Library of Ruina, that is a role-playing game on the PC. And also Hatsune Miku Project Diva. It is a Switch music game. And it is rated T for teen for blood, sexual themes, and violence. This is developed and published by Sega. Hatsune Miku Project Diva Megamix. And it features over 100 songs. So, hey, it sounds like you're going to be making some music and you're going to be tearing some people to shreds. I don't know. The sexual theme thing? look, they said it's rated T for teen, so it can't be that naughty. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to some people from Lenovo. They are splashing into the video game PC world. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you have a story to share? Your story. Lifetime Private Audio Biography Services can help. We'll work with you by phone and personal interview to transform your story, memories, and photos into a beautifully handcrafted book. You'll receive 10 copies for friends and family to enjoy for generations to come. Visit privateaudiobiography.com to schedule a free consultation or call 833-211-8164. That's 833-211-8164. Remember and be remembered with this gift of a lifetime.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use the promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA. We are coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to welcome to the show Matt Bereda, who is a vice president with Lenovo, and also Chris Piazza, a manager with Lenovo, because they're going to talk about Lenovo Legion. That is their line of gaming hardware and peripherals. First off, gentlemen, thanks for being on the show. I can tell you that several years ago, I got a Lenovo tablet. I'm very satisfied with it, and I kind of regard you guys as kind of like the Cadillac of this. And so knowing that your consumers and your fans expect nothing but the best, I guess that is a challenge that you find mouthwatering, don't you?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rick. We appreciate the appreciate the opening, and yeah, we appreciate all the fan support for our product.
All right, let's start with you, Matt. First of all, let's talk about the hardware, because when you think about competitive PC gamers and even the ones that are maybe even more mid-core, let's talk about your Tower 5i, because this thing, you're going to have to put an NVIDIA GeForce card in there. I mean, everything that you do, tell us a little bit more about the power behind this.
Well, I mean, Lenovo's number one in the PC category. So, I mean, we really focus a lot on driving innovation and making sure we are delivering the best performance in every one of our products. So we've got laptops, tablets, you know, desktop devices. We go all the way into the smart home. But, you know, we really want to make sure that each one of those is delivering on what consumers are looking for.
And, Chris, when you talk about
– in our
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Rick, did you have something?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, so then in our tower that you're asking about, I mean, definitely that's all about gaming performance. So we've got, of course, Intel processors, NVIDIA, GeForce RTX 2080 Super GPUs that'll be available in that. It'll be able to drive a resolution of up to 4K. You know, we'll have 64 gigabytes of DDD RAM, an optional cooling system, you know, and a really slick design because, you know, you want to play great, but you want to look great also. So our whole line, whether it's in the towers or in the laptop, is all about stylish on the outside and savage on the inside. It's kind of the theme and the essence of what we try and deliver on every one of those gaming products.
I like that adjective, savage. Chris, let me ask you about the Legion 7i, because there are still a lot of people, and I found myself doing this sometimes too, when I hear about a gaming laptop, I always think, God, it's not going to carry the power of a tower. It's just not going to provide that. But you make sure that on your Legion 7i that this thing is absolutely savage, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. The 7i in general is just a marvel. So what we did was we wanted to pack desktop-level performance into a portable form factor, and the Legion 7i is like the apex of that. Unbelievably powerful processing, unbelievable thermals, as well as a newly optimized keyboard. So super snappy, super tactile, very enjoyable.
And Matt, of course, you've got a gaming monitor as well. And when you think about, you know, the refresh rate, I mean, that is something that's huge. And what are you going to go at, about 240 hertz there?
Yep. We've actually, we're doing a lot of work to be able to evaluate and make sure we can, you know, really stand behind that. So we're actually working with Universal Laboratories to really test out and run our product through the paces and make sure that no matter what kind of marathon gaming session you're having, we're going to be able to maintain that 240 frames per second.
The other thing is, too, Chris, is that when you talk about a wireless gaming mouse, and a lot of people like programmable buttons, I try to keep it as simple as I can with my gaming mouse. But one thing that people always get worried about when you go wireless is latency, or as gamers would just say, lag. And that's something that you guys, you seem to have licked that problem with your M600, right?
Yeah, the M600 is amazing. The cool thing about it, one, it's ambidextrous, so right or left-handed, you're going to get the love. The other thing that's really cool is when you go wireless, right, like the latency is the big issue. So what we decided to do was take Bluetooth and USB, combine the connectivity, so you're able to reduce the latency to a point that it's competitive with a wired mouse that you can use competitively in esports, in games, whatever it may be.
Speaking with Matt Pareda and Chris Piazza from Lenovo, talking about their Legion line of hardware and gaming peripherals as well. Matt, when you take a look at a gaming keyboard, and so many of them are out there, some cheap, some more expensive, some probably too expensive for what you need, you wanted to make sure that you made something that was not too outlandish and spill resistant, which you've done as well. Tell us a little bit more about your K300.
Yeah, I mean, with the devices, I mean, the key is getting, biggest key is getting that responsiveness is one of the big things you're looking for, right? Because when I hit, you know, if I'm hitting a key, I want to make sure I capture every element of that, whether that's in my movements or whether that's in firing or whatever. If I can get off one more shot, that can make the difference in a match. Right, so you got to get that right level of responsiveness from those keys to make sure that you're, you know, not getting any kind of ghosting elements, you know, getting the, you know, all the action captured appropriately. So we really look at those keyboards, and we do a lot of study with even influencers where we'll bring in and talk to them about the keyboard layout of how we can optimize that to be able to capture, you know, the types of activities that are more important in gaming versus just a traditional type of typing experience.
And then, Chris, when you talk about the Idea Pad, the gaming 3i, you know, as I said, I always expect Lenovo to be the best, but then you're sort of worried, what's the price point going to be? So what was it like? You're going to put a GeForce GTX in this thing. You're going to get a great chip, obviously, but you don't want to make it a $10,000 Idea Pad. You guys seem to have been able to do that and not have people break the bank on it either. How are you able to pull that off?
Yeah, so the IdeaPad Gaming 3i has a special place in our hearts because it's that, like, bridge into the gaming world. So maybe you're gaming on a consumer laptop or, you know, you're playing. It's not really built for that. It starts to break down with any kind of gaming experience. So the very first thing for IdeaPad was to focus on the thermals. So what you'll find is a updated thermal configuration, basically ready to take anything that you can throw at it. And then on top of that, we have Q-Control 3.0. Which allows you to basically cycle between three different thermal settings. You can go quiet, have longer battery life. You can just let it set it and forget it, balance mode kind of deal. And then also we have performance mode. So if you really want to dial it up, hit it one more time, jump to performance mode, higher frames, better thermals, all sorts of good stuff.
Matt, one thing I admire about your company is that you don't flood the market with products, because there are a lot of companies, and they do a good job most of the time, but you can't tell one laptop from the other. I mean, they constantly are putting out a new product, like every fortnight, it seems like. For you guys, you're more like a Swiss watch company. You want to find one thing. You want to do it right. What is it about that sort of vision to do one thing right instead of just, like, oversaturating the market?
Well, for us, it's really it's all about listening to the customer. That's where we actually invest quite a bit of time, and I think it's kind of core to our DNA as a company, where whether that's, you know, basic research that we do organically of online surveys and that, we do an enormous amount of social listening, and then we bring users in all the time for being able to test and validate of what is it that they're looking for and helping us to understand kind of what are their needs. We've got some of the best engineers in the world, and the key is, like, helping them to see, well, what are the needs, the wants of the end users, and then you let those engineers go wild on trying to explore and find great solutions to be able to deliver and meet their needs.
And also, I just think about, you know, you're such a worldwide company, and you think about, you know, you're in Beijing, you're in North Carolina, you're everywhere. How are you able to sort of keep that all together without getting, maybe have it too convoluted?
You got to find the right person. You got to have people that are, have a natural drive for results. Because we are a global company and we're working with people all around the world. So I actually think with, our current situation and, a lot of the quarantine that's going on, Lenovo, I think, has adapted better to it than I imagine a lot of other companies have. And definitely, as I've spoken with friends of mine, their companies have struggled a little bit. With Lenovo, we're used to working across time zones, across different markets to be able to, be able to flex and adjust to that environment. We've actually, I think, done pretty well, and we kind of continue to keep those engines. But you don't have someone sitting over the top of you at all times telling you what to do, and so that's where finding those right people that are just naturally, motivated to kind of drive for results, those are the types of folks that we really love that, bringing into our company and, let them loose and work as a team, but at the same time give everyone some freedom to be able to, drive to the opportunity.
Just as a more personal question, Chris, when you think about, I remember you guys built a plant in Wuhan some years ago to build mobile phones. You think about how the pandemic is infecting all of us, and especially businesses as well. When you have such a direct link to the Chinese market, what are some of the challenges that you guys have been able to succeed through during these really rough times right now?
Well, like Matt was saying, the team is unbelievable. So with everything that's been going on, Lenovo jumped to it. They even sent down a lot of PC and support and IT support down to Wuhan as things broke out, showing support for not only the people that are there, but for our coworkers and families. So it's that kind of compassion and also that understanding that we're all in this together. We got to navigate this sea together. It allowed us to react to it very quick, which I think was excellent.
And finally, Matt, with 10 new products, was there anything on the table that got nixed at the last second? Was it always the intention to go in with these products, or did you have like 20 of them and you're like, that's too many, we can't do everything?
Well, there's always, definitely engineers love to make stuff, right? So definitely there's always a desire to bring more. We go through a pretty aggressive rationalization process with all of our markets to, trying to drive as much alignment as possible of where do we see the biggest opportunity. Definitely there's more interest in going up the stack even higher to these really, really elite devices is definitely something that, we would love to go continue to explore and figure out if we could really introduce that next generation of PCs. And sometimes, hey, this is what, you're able to bring this year, and then I can tell you there's a lot still in the kitchen that's being worked on that'll, help us to kind of elevate things as we go into, the holiday season and as we get out into the next year. There's a lot of cool stuff that we're working on, so stay tuned.
That's Matt Beretta, Vice President with Lenovo, and Chris Piazza, Manager with Lenovo, talking about the new Lenovo Legion line of gaming hardware and peripherals. And if you guys want to send over a Legion 7i, I'd love to give it a try, gratuitously asking for a free one here.
We'll see what we can do.
All right, gentlemen, I appreciate it. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. In just a couple minutes left, we'll get you back to the sports talk on all our networks here, especially Sports Byline USA. Time for the cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Jackie. Jackie says, Rick, Lego Marvel Avengers for the PS4. What is the code to get Silver Centurion and also Fast Building? Aha. Well, pause the game, go to the extras menu, and for the Silver Centurion unlock, 4AKZ4G. Once again, 4 Alpha, Kappa, Zeta, Zebra, whatever. 4G A, and then you got it. For fast building, pause the game, go to the extras menu, and put in 5MZ73E. Once again, pause the game, go to the extras menu. 5MZ73E for fast build. There are actually a lot of cheats in this game, if you want to check it out, and that's LEGO Marvel Avengers cheats on the PS4. I always wondered, why can't they just put fast build? Yeah, fast build would have been just a lot better to throw in. All right. And by the way, if you want to write me during the week, I'll answer you back, rick@sportsbyline.com, if you have a question. Keep playing video games. Stay safe out there. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you next week on the Video Game Review.